No, they're not. I think all the movies that are out right now are losing money. They're not back. They're actually the opposite of back.
That's not a good business model for people who own a movie theater.
Maybe for giant theaters, or
Yeah.
I'm talking about
The
movies,
movie
not movie
business.
theaters. The movie business. They need to make better movies, or at least ones that people want to watch.
Yeah, overall, I just wish it was a better film. You should go see it.
No, I'll go see it. I'll eventually go see it. It's probably more interesting. Bones and All is probably a better movie, but Fablemans is probably more interesting.
I feel that. I feel that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I only saw one movie in theater. Well, I saw one movie in theaters this week. Went to the Speed Cinema. We saw Decision to Leave by Park Chan-wook. Yeah, it's really good. Definitely one of the better movies that came out this year for sure. I expected a certain level of quality, and you get it. It's a Vertigo remix, so similar kind of thing going on. It's kind of hard to talk about just because it's like, I'm not going to spoil or go into any plot specifics or anything, but it's just a well-engineered movie. Just the level and the amount of filmmaking techniques that are in it is just, I don't know, it's kind of hard to even quantify. It's just a movie that just progresses perfectly, and from a story and filmmaking perspective, and you're constantly surprised and wowed by different, filmmaking techniques that he uses, different special effects that he uses. And I don't know, it's just kind of one of those movies where, and this might be a good or bad thing depending on your perspective, but it's just good. It just kind of has a lot going on. And despite it being almost 2.5 hours, it didn't feel too long. And I really do recommend people go and see it. It's a Korean film, like we talked about with Lady Vengeance. It has a very surprising kind of propulsive story and plot and characters, and crazy shit happens, and it's super dramatic, and the decisions that people make in the movie are crazy, to the point where, I'm like laughing a lot. It's pretty funny too. I think there's a lot of funny stuff that happens in it as well. And I don't know, it's just a very romantic, extremely well made, almost like nauseatingly well made movie. Once again, I'm not going to go in specifics. Like I said, it's kind of a Vertigo sort of thing. And yeah, just one of the better movies of the year for sure.
Where does it rank among his films? Like, where would you put it?
I've only seen like what, like four or five of his movies. Maybe like a little bit. I don't know, like maybe Old Boy's my favorite, maybe. I might even put it above or around Lady Vengeance. But I think Old Boy and Handmaiden are a little bit better than those movies. But honestly, like Old Boy, Handmaiden, Decision to Leave, Lady Vengeance, all those movies I think are for the most part pretty comparable in quality.
They're not showing that anywhere around here, so I won't be able to see that in theaters. They're only showing the Fablemans at one theater, so like I was lucky enough to be able to see that.
That's so crazy that just like I it's just crazy. It's a new Steven Spielberg movie, and it's just they're not really playing it very many places. It's terrible.
I mean, honestly, if I wasn't into films, I probably wouldn't have liked the film, so I understand why. I would not say the Fablemans has a wide amount of people who would love the film.
I guess it's pretty niche and specific. It's not really like a West Side Story remake or a Jurassic Park sequel, which has a very wide appeal, I guess. But I think the Fableman still has a wider appeal than people think it could have.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree. And you know what? There was almost, I don't remember seeing a single trailer for the Fablemans. And I go to the movie theater almost every week. I didn't see a single trailer for the Fablemans. I don't know why. There's like no marketing around the film.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't understand.
The only other film I watched, which I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about last week, was Me and My Gal. It's a 1932.
Typical 1930s movie title.
Typical 1930s film. It's very okay. There's not a whole lot going for it. Spencer Tracy's in it, and he's great. Early Spencer Tracy. All of the stuff Spencer Tracy does, like as a, he's like this bumbling detective. All the stuff he does is great and is really funny and very enjoyable. But then there's this whole other plot line about like this bank robbery going down. Very badly done. It's arguably the most boring bank robbery I have ever seen. Like, I've never been more bored by people robbing a bank. You would think like robbing a bank is a fundamentally interesting activity. Like, it could not be boring. It's you're robbing a bank. It has to be interesting, like on a fundamental level. That would be wrong. You would be wrong to think that because the bank robbery in this film is so boring and the whole plot line is dumb and saccharine and honestly just a little bit silly, but not silly in like enjoyable funny way, just kind of stupid. Honestly, the only way to describe it. But if you're a Spencer Tracy fan, I think you would like this film. But if you don't like Spencer Tracy, there's no reason to watch this film, because Spencer Tracy is the only thing going for this film. Like, everything else about the film is just okay at best. I mean, it's fine. There's not like no like great gags. It's visually just like a very typical 1930s film. So there's nothing really going in that lane. Writing wise, it's fine. There's nothing really like that clever about it. I wouldn't suggest you watch it, Andrew. I do not think you would like it.
Yeah.
I do not think you would like the experience.
Okay.
You know, if you love films from the 30s and 40s, give it a watch, but there are so many better films of this era. It feels like a film at a time. Like, even though it was made in 1932, other than the fact that there's sound, it might as well be made in like 1922. Like, there's no real artistry in the visual aspects of it. It's fine. As far as movies goes, it is one of them.
Cool. That's just a glowing recommendation. The only other movie, I guess for me, the only other movie worth talking about was Middle Eastern kind of war movie called Syriana. It's a 2000s movie that came out in 2005, directed and written by this guy named Stephen Gagan. And he wrote Traffic, that Soderbergh movie, which I'd never seen before. And he also wrote and directed the 2020 smash hit Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr. So that was a big hit for him. But he wrote and directed this movie, and from 2005, stars a bunch of fucking people. I've never seen Traffic, but I guess in Traffic, what it does is that it kind of jumps around to a lot of different characters who are in a lot of different places. In Syriana, it does the exact same thing. There's not really like a main character. You could say that maybe George Clooney is,